Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Wasn't This is Ava Maiella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You'll learn who the second part of we is after this song. Subbing, so get excited. I'm really excited for this playlist, but we're going to start by playing Boomerang, which is a new song by Talking Points, which is my cousin's band. So I keep trying to play it for everyone. I hope you guys enjoy.
I'll be waiting tonight. No, I'll see you tonight. I'll be waiting tonight.
All right, do you want to test your mic?
Hello, is it working?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Ah! Okay, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Kaya. I'm Eva's friend.
Yeah, from Focus.
Yes, Focus. Crazy. Friends, we go way back.
Yeah, literally first week of freshman year.
That was something
crazy.
Else.
What you guys just listened to was Boomerang by Talking Points, just so you know. But yeah, Kaya has never done the radio with me, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's time. So I'm glad we got the sub slot. Thursdays have kind of been when we usually get a meal or something, every couple
this
Thursdays.
Time exactly, actually.
No, fully, yeah. So it worked out.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm excited. A lot of the music, honestly, all the music today is Kaya's, because I just wanted to hear it.
Yeah. I'm so excited for you to hear it.
Yay. Okay, so what are we going to play?
Okay, so first up is an artist I saw live in June, and seeing him live made him my favorite artist. So this is the song that when I was listening to it live, it I was slightly
you could say it,
I was totally high. But it was just the best experience ever. And so this song reminds me so much of how I felt this summer when I was listening to him. So this is Incapable Heart.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, guys.
Thank you.
I loved it.
I'm so glad.
Yes.
I hope you guys loved it too.
That was Incapable Heart by Q. What do we want to talk about?
Let's talk about that Taurus full moon.
An eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck? I feel like for 2 weeks, all I was hearing was like, everything is bad because of the eclipse.
And but that's how it felt too.
No, it did. Right? It did. I don't know. I feel like my, como se dice, depression continued like past the moon.
No, yeah.
But I feel like that night, like the energy was crazy.
It was. Also because it was Halloween weekend.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marin and I went out and then we went home to get DoorDash. We were there's a lot going on.
No, it was like, I feel like it was a bit overwhelming. Like, because even before you go out, I didn't go out on Saturday, but like before you go out, you feel this like overwhelming like vibe and you're like, what is happening?
No, fully. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept seeing all these TikToks that were like, if you have strong like Aquarius, Scorpio, like basically all my like placements listed. It was like, you know, cycles of 2 years of pain are gonna end.
Oh my God.
And I
literally
was like, that's actual facts.
No,
like,
for real. Like,
literally, yeah, like 2 years ago around this time, like stuff started stirring. So
for real.
I'm like,
no, exactly 2 years ago, actually.
No, like, I know. Wait, literally.
No, literally.
Those like dinners that we got were just next level. No, crazy.
Because it was like the post focus like shenanigans.
Yeah. You know,
like it was all that until now.
No, fully.
Which is crazy because like we were so young then.
I know. I look back at photos and I'm like, a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend who's a freshman that was in like the gay focus group.
Uh-huh.
And like the drama is crazy.
No, it always is. I don't know why. Like, I never wanted to be dragged into
like
that. I don't know why.
The Glee Club level of just like, God. It's like our high school, I feel. Like, honestly, it's so, yeah, it was stressful. Listen, it was stressful. But
at least we're through that cycle now, right?
I feel like I'm through that cycle.
Well, they did say that the effects of the eclipse can last up to 4 weeks after. So.
But I feel like that's their way of being like, okay, so like, just in case you're not feeling this, like, there are 4 weeks for you to get with
so
it.
So like, that's like leeway, you know, the range.
Like, it's fine. I'm just trying to figure out what the astrology is going to be in like 10 weeks, because that's when I'm going to London.
Ooh,
and I need it to like line up. Okay. Like, I need everything to work out.
No, because I feel like it will, because then it's also your season.
Oh, fully. You know? No, so, like, agreed. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll play a song and then we'll talk about another topic.
Yes.
What is next?
Next up, we have There's Nothing Like This by Paris Match. Super chill, vibey. Hope you like it.
Yeah, hope you guys like it.
Slip the grass up.
There's nothing like this.
So that was There's Nothing Like This by Paris Match with Toku.
I think so.
That's me on every single show. I'm like, so I actually can't pronounce anything. Fun fact. But I decided that for our next topic, it was going to be last night I came really close to shaving my head.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Not actually. Like, okay. I didn't have any of the materials.
Well, if you need it.
I just, honestly, for context, Kea, like, would you say buzz cut or shave?
It was the buzz cut.
Yeah, buzz cut. I don't know. It was like yesterday, I think I was in Hotung and I saw two people walk in that were like really attractive with like shaved heads. And I was like, so.
That could be me.
Like, that could be me, honestly. But then Sam was like, it could not. You just spent so much money going blonde. Please stop. And I was like, thank you. I needed this honesty.
Maybe when the roots grow out.
Actually, though, even though I do have, oh my gosh, my aunt is getting married over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
On Black Friday. No sales. Damn. No deals. Like,
just a wedding.
Just like, that's it. Just
a lifetime commitment.
Did she use like Thanksgiving? Like, that's not even all. Like, anyways, I'm not going to talk about it. But yeah, so I have to like get my hair rebleached. I think it's like actually affecting my brain cells. Like, I do feel dumber now.
No, that's real, because when I like bleached my hair a little bit, like, I was dumb for like 5 months straight.
No, so, actually, like there are multiple times when I'm having probably also because I'm not taking my Vyvanse, but like there's so many moments where I'll be having conversations with people or like trying to answer something in class in the middle of it, I'm like, I do not know where that was going. Like, it starts so profound and then I'm like, and so,
So, yeah, that's where I am.
So, I contributed to that.
No, but the blonde looks so good.
Thank you.
Like, I really love that
Thank
color.
You. I love it. A couple people have been saying that they like it more than the red, though. And, like, I don't know. The red was such a moment.
They're both moments.
Thank you.
Moments in different times in your life.
Yeah. Know? No, I agree. Yeah. All right. So, do you want to introduce our next song?
Sure. This is Nicotine by Pretty Boy Aaron and various artists who I cannot see right now. Oh.
Oh.
Bra Nice and Sabs.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Do you like this song? Like,
I love it. It's like super like funky.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, good vibe. All right. Hope you guys enjoy.
He's like, don't let it mess up again.
I just don't tell me I'm addicted. And I hate when I lie, and I hate when you
not in my face. Don't tell me I'm addicted. And I worry about my problem, but you know that I never, but you know that I never be. I just don't tell me I'm addicted. And I hate when I lie, and I hate when you cry in my face. Don't tell me I'm addicted. And I worry about my problem, but you know that I never, but you know that I never be. Huffing on your smoke, addict to your habit. Caught up in your life and I'm ready for the baggage. Talking to my friends and the way they looking at it, I don't stand a chance, but they happy that I bet it. Haven't been the same, but I'm coming right back. Take a drag and it's pulling me back. Go insane and I wanna relapse. Praying on many caps that I don't,
that I don't,
that I don't,
that I don't.
But I know that you wrong, bringing me along. And I know that I'm wrong, keeping you in palm's reach. Keep you on beat, seen them gone deep. And the homie saying, haven't seen you all week. You'd rather keep it like that. You only hit me on my line when you need me to rap. And now you keep me in traps, but you're feeding me fat. And I know. But I just don't tell me I'm addicted. And I hate when I lie, and I hate when you cry in my face. Don't tell me I'm addicted. And I worry about my problem, but you know that I never, but you know that I never be. I just don't tell me I'm addicted. And I hate when I lie, and I hate when you cry in my face. Don't tell me I'm addicted. And I worry about my problem, but you know that I never, but you know that I never be.
All right, so
that was Nicotine.
Yes, by Pretty Boy Aaron and a couple other people that we once again can't see. But anyways, I don't really have a topic picked.
Let's think real hard.
I don't know. If you were to write something on the wall, what would you write? Like, what is, like, for context, ooh, our, like, radio station, all the walls are, like, kind of written on. It's a tradition.
I might have to say start waging hate.
do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, so for context, I am waging.
That's a good context.
My roommate freshman year, who I still live with in my house right now, is also waging, and we had a lot of waging friends freshman year who, like, are great people, honestly, but
yeah.
Tufts to me started to feel like Waja. And I feel like it was like this weird, like, where I started noticing patterns between all these Wajans, and I was like, wait, I don't know if I like this. Like, that's obviously crazy. Like, Wajans can be good people.
Yeah. Sorry, like, let's just that sit there.
Maybe it's like the self-hate, I don't know, but like,
I feel like if anywhere I don't know, I feel like my version of that was just like my entire life was surrounded by like the white queer community at Tufts.
So like, fuck the gays, yeah.
And like a lot of it was like,
oh, sorry, sorry. Okay.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, sorry.
But no, it's okay. Yeah, so I don't know. I think there is kind of like an aspect of that. Also, Tufts is so like small. Like it is.
It's like intimate but also distant at the same time.
Everyone is like honestly, it's like the L word, like that flow chart. Yes. Let's make that.
Yes. Wait, can we do that like right like while the next song is playing? Can we actually do that?
I like already know our connection. But yeah. All right, we're gonna do it. Alright, so next song.
Swimmer by Tennis.
Yes. Alright. Enjoy.
Getting in the water like it's nothing, but it's
All right. So that was Swimmer by Tennis. And we were trying to brainstorm topics. So now we have a couple. Do we want to do the ADHD one first?
Let's go with that one, yeah.
So, cat's out of the bag.
I'm coming out to y'all.
Coming out as having ADHD. Also really interesting because I feel like freshman year, we both got diagnosed with ADHD. Yeah. And like before then, we just had like a lot of conversations where we were like, what is up?
Like, why is my brain foggy all the time? Like, why can't I not focus in class? Like, why do I like cry every day?
Yeah, why do I like only feel like good communicating with other people with like ADHD that have been diagnosed? Like, I had so many ADHD friends and I was like, God, it's so like easy to communicate with
them. I'm such an ally. Like, I just I understand them so well.
I understand them so well. Yeah, so shout out to everyone with ADHD.
You guys are the real soldiers for real.
You really are. Literally, like, we were talking about it. It comes up in everything.
No, actually.
Relationships? Weird.
Like, I see a squirrel and I'm like,
squirrel. No, fully, fully. No, literally. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
But you're medicated, right? You take Vyvanse.
So I am, but not right now.
Okay.
I'm taking a break.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is there a reason or is it just like?
I started Zoloft.
Ooh.
Depression girl.
Okay.
Yeah, and like, you know, when you start new meds, it's good to not have the other ones going.
Makes sense.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of thriving with it. I will definitely. It's so funny. I like play this game where I'm like, I don't need meds. Like, I'm who needs meds?
Yeah.
And like, it's totally fair and valid if you don't like medication or don't want it for yourself. But for me personally, my life is just consistently better when I'm on my meds. So
yeah,
I'm like,
no, it's real. See, I used to take Adderall.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, I didn't like how it was making me feel.
Mm.
So then I quit. I kind of ghosted the person who was prescribing me them. So now I don't have a way of getting anything else. So I'm like, but it's like the ADHD taking over where I'm like, I could get more, but like, it's like easier to not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could recommend you my my current professor in my clinical psych class was my old psychiatrist that I fired.
That's crazy.
And I sent like a scathing email to.
You're joking.
And now he is my professor.
How did that happen?
I would love to know. I think it's also because I was unmedicated and I have ADHD. So 3 classes in is when I finally was like, wait, I know this man. Like, it was like so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So he's the only professor who teaches the class that I need to graduate.
That's like some kind of karma. Like,
oh, fully. It's like crazy. I mean, the reason why it didn't really go well was because he was just like, no meds for you. And I was like, isn't that your job?
Yeah, what?
But it's interesting because in class he'll like use it like examples from his like career. And I'm like,
that could be me.
I'm like, I'm waiting.
That's
I'm waiting
me.
For like, what happens when you get a raging email? I was like, but anyways, yeah. So I can definitely, if anyone, no, I'm kidding. Let me actually use names. No. All right. Speaking of names, I can't say this. Like, I don't know.
I can't either because I'm not Japanese, but this is.
But the artist?
This is Minmi. She's a J-reggae singer.
Yeah.
It's one of her most popular songs. So if you like Google, like search on Spotify, it's like the top one has 4 characters. I wish I knew the characters, but.
SoundCloud, pull it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this song. So.
Yay. Hope you guys enjoy.
り固めに結びゆく道あなたまた帰り見流れる涙止めさかれつ追い風叫ぶ静寂を壊すの何もを恐れず進むの黄金の花が運ぶの優しさにあなたに再び会いに今静寂を壊すの何もを恐れず進むの黄金の花が運ぶの優しさにあなたに再び会いに春を告げ踊りだサンシャイン夏を命じ
Minmi.
Yes.
We don't quite know the name, sorry.
But it's a good song, right?
It's a really good song. Okay, so first up, my hot question.
All right.
So, I forgot the lighters today. I have to come out and say that. The lighters that we designed.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'll give them to you at a different time. So, we custom designed lighters based off of a photo of our focus group with the last president of Tufts University, Tony Monaco.
Mr. Monaco.
My question is, do you miss him?
To me, he was more of a legend than anything else.
Yeah,
know?
Like, I don't think I, like, based off of literally anything he's ever done, miss him. No. I think the image in my head of, like, Tony.
Tony, like, I just, like, whenever someone asks me the president of Tufts, I have to be like, yeah, Tony Monaco.
Like,
you know,
Tony, like, it's, yeah.
Like, I think his face for me, like, his face in that in that photo with our focus group, like, that pretty much sums up my image of him.
Yeah,
you know,
just like kind of afraid and like
I feel like President Kumar is gonna be like kind of a fresh burst of energy.
I agree. Know? I also feel like I need to like create, you know, just like another like godlike image in my head.
Yeah.
You know,
cultivate this weird parasocial relationship with a Tufts.
Yeah,
yeah,
fully. I think so. Okay, so also, guys, everyone needs to download. Take out your phone. Don't take out your phone if you're driving.
Go to the app store.
Don't actually take out your phone if you're driving.
No, yeah, don't.
But for others, take out your phone and download the pattern.
Yes.
It's an astrology app.
Don't ask any questions. Okay. Just do it.
Well, okay. I did just answer the question.
Never mind.
It's okay. It's all right. Whatever. So I forced Kea to download this app freshman year. And we're going to go through ours. And I'm going to read my daily vibe.
Okay.
Okay. Today or any day, you're able to see things especially clearly and rise above emotional situations. Use this energy to activate your inner genius. Ideally, you can understand that you're capable of doing remarkable and possibly unconventional things.
Okay, Aquarius.
Thanks, Pattern. All right, what's your daily
vibe? Love that.
Vibe?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Your daily vibe, Thursday. Today or any day you're noticing you're feeling stagnant, do something outside of your comfort zone. Altering your perspective can help you make necessary changes in your life. Have faith in your capacity to create something entirely new. That's crazy because I'm literally...
like doing this right now.
Right?
Also, for my timing, I'm really intrigued because my changes at home cycle has 3 days left. So it's like there are 3 days for changes at home.
Wait, like me too. I have career and home.
Yeah.
2 days left.
Letting go of the past. I have 5 more months for that.
Well, good luck.
So, after 5 months, no more. And then, but also at the same time, relationship expansion.
Yes.
For 5 months.
Wait, what's the, like, event in the corner? Like, they show you, like,
oh.
The astrological event.
Oh, I'm not seeing it. Here, you can look. Also, I just realized we never went back and talked about our L word chart. We found out that we have no connections. I was so confident.
But it's not because Ava doesn't pull.
We were like joking about that. Like, we were like, I don't know. We're just kind of like, it's because I go to other schools.
Like, yeah.
Listen.
Like, I don't pull. But
no,
like
Ava does. Kaya pulls too. Like, guys. No, but anyways, like, yeah, no connections there.
But that's okay.
I have, like, 5 months to expand that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, literally.
It's crazy.
I have reflection, evolution, and evolution.
Ooh.
Until February 6, 2024.
And then you're, like, done.
And then I'm done. But then I have, in June, starting in June, I have two really good timings, so I'm really excited. It's about, like, my career and, like, my destiny, so I'm like,
that's a good timing too, because that's like internship,
right?
Season.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, and I want to maybe go abroad in the fall.
Yes. So. Wait, but also no.
I know, because, like,
how dare you?
Oh, I know, because everyone who I'm gonna miss in the spring, like, I won't see them in the fall until, like, a year,
and then we're gonna, like, literally be graduating,
and then we're gonna be like, what do we talk about? Like, we, like, don't know each other.
You're not, like, literally, like, whatever.
Like,
bye.
Who's that stranger?
Like, yeah, we're gonna be like, remember, like,
who, what was that? Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm excited for you, but it's also so sad.
Yeah. Well, Lena's gonna be so great, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm hype. Honestly, yeah. At the same time, like, I had multiple people today be like, oh my god, and I'm like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, bye. Bye. Good riddance.
Got to go. Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyways. What's next?
Next we have Crush Unfinished by Jaipal.
I'm hype.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. your chair. All right. Hey, guys. Hey. So that was Crush Unfinished by Jaipal.
I think.
Love it. So we're going to do a PSA. It's a little late in the show for this, but we're doing it. Okay, I picked this one for me. I'm excited. It is Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This is a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yay. Thank you for picking that one. Thank Speaking of vegetarian, Kea is literally a tofu influencer.
Yeah, so I am indeed vegetarian. And I recently started a Instagram account dedicated to tofu.
Yes.
But the problem is I only have one tofu recipe.
That's like so hyperfixation of like, I have one recipe. But you're like, you're on a parsley kick. It's starting.
No, exactly. So I want to find a recipe with both tofu and parsley.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to like try a little like marinade with tofu and parsley.
I'm excited for you. Thank I went you. To Super 88 with Angela the other day. Shout out Angela. And like we both immediately grabbed the tofu and we're like, Kea is influencing us.
I'm actually so touched.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
But all right, guys, here's the deal. We got to go. Do we have one more topic or do we want to go?
Honestly, I think we've discussed a wide range of topics.
I know. I feel like we've given a lot to this audience. They know a lot.
Like we read our astrology, like our horoscopes on air.
You don't know. Like that could have literally been like in your childhood. You don't know. We pulled that up right then. It was impulsive.
Yeah, but like we're just so open and real.
We're really open and real. All right, guys. Well, so exciting. This was the first half of what's usually the Desperate Hours. But today was like kind of all right with Ava and Kea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really exciting stuff.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yes. Thank you. A sub is coming in for the next half. So I hope you enjoy their music. And I should probably like start setting up automation as I'm saying this. Crazy ideas. But you're going to listen to automation in between. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Have a good night.
Hello, this is Finn and Claire from the Graveyard Shift, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Stabilized by Nilufer Yanya.